Good morning and welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It is Friday, December 16th, 2022. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, the latest on government funding. Number two, McHenry won't kill a pot bill. And number three, January 6th committee prepares for its final hearing. Let's get into it at 9:50. Last night, the Senate passed a bill to fund federal agencies, the federal government, through next week. Very ambitious. They averted a government shutdown. That wasn't really ever going to happen. But that stopgap bill, which extends funding through December 23rd, was approved by a 71-19 margin. Remember, this is a government funding bill for 1 week. The final vote came after the Senate rejected a couple amendments. Mike Lee's amendment that would have changed the end date to March. This is what conservatives are wanting. They want a government funding bill into March instead of into next week because they don't want an omnibus. And Rick Scott's amendment to eliminate $80 billion in new money for the IRS. Also last night, the Senate passed the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Bill. This is the Pentagon and other defense agencies policy bill. It passed by a big bipartisan margin, 83 to 11. It includes a host of more money for the Pentagon, for defense agencies, for defense programs. So what's next here? So now we are on a 7-day clock once again for government shutdown. But the two sides have they have the number that they need to do the omnibus spending bill. Now, we haven't seen the number. We haven't seen exactly what that spending bill will look like. But the staff, the appropriation staff, is going to start their readouts of the 12 spending bills that make up the package on Sunday. The readout is when both staffs basically read the thousands of pages in the spending bill to make sure it comports with current law and make sure it's right. So if this is going to be a time crunch, so let's lay out a few things. Number one, Mitch McConnell has said that the spending bill needs to be through the Senate by Thursday. Now, the Senate's going to go first on this omnibus bill. So let's say they get the text of the bill on Monday. That means the Senate could take up the legislation and that could set up a cloture vote Wednesday. That means the Senate could take a cloture vote Wednesday and final passage at some point on Thursday. That is if everybody consents, basically. The legislation could be slowed, but cannot be stopped. Remember that. This legislation can't be stopped. But Rand Paul told us that he thinks his job is to oppose the omnibus and explain to people why it's bad. We talked to him last night. Mike Lee has basically said that he wants amendment votes on the omnibus. And if they get this thing done on Thursday, then this House could deal with it on Friday and they could avert a government shutdown until next September. Very tight deadline, extremely tight deadline. This relies on the Senate being able to get this bill done, get it released, get it all locked up by Monday. This will be the last thing of the year. Could it go till after Christmas? Yes. Will it? I don't know. I think it's possible that they can get this done next week. Also, just one other thing to add. If you remember, Josh Hawley had a bill that banned TikTok from government devices. This legislation passed the Senate by unanimous consent. Now, Nancy Pelosi is advocating for Hawley's bill to be added to the omnibus spending bill. That is not surprising. It's pretty non-controversial, but it will happen. We assume it will happen. Number two story of the day, Patrick McHenry. Patrick McHenry, the incoming chair of the House Financial Services Committee, is against the big pot banking bill. Remember that marijuana companies, legitimate marijuana companies, face pretty high hurdles to doing business with traditional banking institutions. This was supposed to be in the NDAA, got dropped. It's not going to be in the omnibus spending bill, we don't think. McHenry is against cannabis banking reform, but he says he's not going to stop it. There are a bunch of Republicans, including William Timmons, a member of the Financial Services Committee from South Carolina, who sponsored the Safe Banking Act. which is again would make more regular, I guess that's a word, relationship or the regulations between banks and banks that do business with marijuana institutions. So McHenry says he's not going to block it. That's an important thing for marijuana advocates who are looking at this with a wary eye going into the House Republican, the House Republican majority. But this is a good sign for marijuana advocates and marijuana banking advocates. Number three story of the day, big day Monday for the January 6th committee. They will present portions of the panel's final report in a committee hearing on Monday. Benny Thompson said the executive summary and eight chapters of the report will be unveiled at the committee's 1 p.m. hearing that day. So you should anticipate this to be, you know, this committee has done a lot of dramatic hearings in the past. This probably won't, I can't imagine there'll be anything new here. They've put out a lot over the last couple months since they started these hearings. Just looking back at this, I really do believe the Select Committee is probably going to go down as one of the most successful congressional hearings and congressional investigations in American history. And this report is going to get a lot of attention next week while the House is trying to pass this omnibus spending bill in its potentially its last week in session before Republicans take control. And with that, leave us a rating and review. You could subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.